Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our annual spring concert. Whenever people gather, there is music. Weddings, funerals, graduations, sports, military functions, romantic dinners, all are enhanced by drawing participants together with music. The great English composer Sir Edward Elgar offered this advice: "My idea is that there is music in the air, music all around us. The world is full of it, and you simply take as much of it as you require." So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready as the Cupertino Symphonic Band takes you on journeys through time and space. So please welcome our conductor, Mr. Tom Narciso. One of the most versatile composers was the German Richard Strauss, born in 1864 and died in 1949. No relation to the waltzing Strauss family, he was the son of a horn player, which provided the impetus for an early start to a very productive life in music. His career as both conductor and composer led him to a variety of assignments throughout Europe. In the latter part of his life, he concentrated on operas and tone poems, the most famous being Also Sprach Zarathustra, the theme music for the great 1968 movie 2001 Space Odyssey. We open our program with a brief glimpse of Strauss's music with his Viennese Fanfare. The composer of our next selection, Martin Mailman, was born in 1932, died in 2000. He began his life in music as a trumpet player, then had a long and successful career as a composer and teacher. His output included chamber music and work for television and films. Dr. Mailman taught at several colleges, finishing his career as a professor at North Texas University. The selection we have chosen today is reminiscent of Stravinsky's fiery The Rite of Spring and uses the full resources of the percussion section. The band now plays Geometrics No. 1. As children, many of us probably were introduced to the idea of music by banging things together to make rhythmic sounds. In musical ensembles, they are created by a variety of drums. In ancient Japanese society, taiko drums were dominant, and the drummers were considered true artists. Our next selection is a collection of tunes which were popular in Japan, and assembled by the composer in his arrangement for wind band. The performance today is a prelude to the Cupertino Cherry Blossom Festival next weekend. Taiko drum groups are scheduled for both days. Full schedule is in the latest Cupertino Scene magazine. The band now plays Yagi Bushi. The American composer Samuel Barber, born in 1910, died in 1981, grew up in an atmosphere of great music. His aunt was a famous opera singer and uncle an accomplished songwriter. Studies at a leading conservatory included special training in piano, conducting, and composition. His works include operas, symphonies, and numerous vocal and instrumental pieces. They have been described as lyrical and romantic. These traits are evident in Barber's most popular piece, The Adagio. Since its premiere performance by Arturo Toscanini and the NBC Symphony in a 1938 radio broadcast, it has become his best-known composition. A work with a deep feeling, it has been arranged for various instrumental and vocal combinations. We present a concert band version of Samuel Barber's Adagio.
Thank you.
Movies are a special vehicle for talented composers. This was especially so for the Hungarian-American Miklós Rocha, born in 1907, died in 1995. His early years were spent in Europe, where he wrote ballet, orchestral, and chamber music. In 1940, he settled in Hollywood, writing scores for such films as The Jungle Book, Spellbound, Quo Vadis, and Ben-Hur. A modern sequel to the 1925 silent version, the 1959 Ben-Hur received 11 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Musical Score, and Best Actor. The latter award went to Charlton Heston. Sadly, he died just a few weeks ago after a long and illustrious career playing many, many heroic roles. With Heston at the reins of the winning team, the chariot race in Ben-Hur is one of the most exciting movie scenes ever made. Close your eyes and imagine what it was like in ancient Rome as the band plays the music, the Parade of the Charioteers.
We'll be right back.
Throughout recorded history, major events have been described through a variety of media. One of the most cataclysmic events was the complete destruction of the city of Pompeii, Italy, by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in AD 79. Two movies with the title, The Last Days of Pompeii, were made, American in 1935 and Italian in 1960. The American composer, Frank Cicelli, whose music we have played on several occasions, has portrayed this event in a 1999 composition. Starting with a wild and passionate dance, the composer used driving rhythms and exotic mode to represent the final days of the doomed city of Pompeii. The band now plays Vesuvius. Thank you. A few announcements before our break. First of all, on behalf of Cupertino Community Services, thank you for your food donations. On behalf of our beat-up old tuba out by the front door, thank you for your cash donation to support our nonprofit all-volunteer organization. The refreshment counter in the lobby will be open. Serving you will be members of the Monte Vista High School Interact Club, Service Club branch of Rotary International, and we thank them for their assistance today. One final note, the hardest working guy perhaps in this operation doesn't get much money. He certainly doesn't get paid overtime. Tom Narcisto, the band, wants to present you with a little token of their appreciation. Take a 14-minute intermission.